Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Today, another fun anecdote from Bob's musings on life. I am having fond contemplations of a policy at my bank, relatively new. Actually, this rule of thumb is becoming quite common with many banks. All deposited checks, unless they come from the same bank, have a one-day hold put upon them. Okay, all right. Not as convenient as before, but no big deal, really. Who can't handle waiting just one day until his funds are available? One day! Anybody can do one day? Small stuff, right? Piece of cake! Of course, there are just a few minor, harmless qualifications to keep in mind. The one-day hold means one business day. So, anything deposited on a Saturday counts as a deposit on a Monday, and now your funds are not available until Tuesday. You with me so far? Oh, yes, I almost forgot. All deposits after 4 o'clock p.m. are credited to the following business day. This means any check deposited after 4 o'clock on Friday counts for the following day, which is Saturday, which is not a business day, which means anything deposited late on Friday counts as Monday, and then, with the hold, has funds available on Tuesday. Of course, if Monday is one of those three-day holidays, then anything deposited Friday after 4 o'clock is not available until Wednesday, because now we have to pretend the deposit took place on Tuesday. Clear? Oops, one more thing. Just one more thing. Sometimes the bank simply puts a hold on your check for any old reason. How fun is that? Your receipt tells you the funds are there. Your automatic teller even tells you the funds are already available because you only transferred money from a business account to your personal account, all within the same bank. But then, if some higher-up had difficulty reading the computer image of your check, they simply put a flag on your account and you never find out until you make another deposit, look at your receipt, and see about $3,000 less than what was there the day before. But don't worry. It could have been worse. Instead of catching the deposit slip discrepancy right away, I might have tried using some of my own money in my own account. For what? Well, you know, to buy something or maybe pay a bill. I've heard people do that with their bank account money once in a while. And then there was that time when getting an inappropriate hold straightened out, funds were accidentally released twice, which meant, being the honest kind of guy that I am, I had to return the next day to explain that now too much money was in my account. Who says you need to chase treasure around the world for an adventure? Just walk into your own humble bank branch and life will be as thrilling and as dangerous as the latest installment of Indiana Jones. This is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.